Okay, I gotta take off my sunglasses because the current time, what are those? Crows, ravens. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another broiling episode of the dubious gold competitor. Yeah, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. Tobe, make it quick. We can't be out here for long. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I've come down to the creek today. I'm standing on the lawn looking up into the trees and just doing a lot of listening. And what I'm listening for is, of course, bird umbrage. I'm hearing none. All the birds that I can hear are very happy. They're very pleased to be out here on another beautiful day. And when I say beautiful day, it is very sunny. It is mostly clear. There's a couple of cirrus clouds smearing the sky in a couple of places. But more importantly, it's 25 degrees. Hottest day of the year so far. 25 degrees and rapidly climbing to 30, possibly more. And I know what you're thinking, Tobe, what the hell are you doing out there? Get your ass back inside. Yeah, I know. But I just had to come down and see if my owl friends have returned yet. Had to come down to see if there's any golfers, and yeah, tons of golfers today. On this beautiful Saturday. Why aren't there more people walking their dogs up and down? Is it too hot to walk dogs? It might be too hot to walk dogs. And I keep smelling something. Has a fox run through here? Maybe. Anyway, let's get actually down in the creek. There's lots of people on the first two holes. There's people walking along the edge. People looking for balls that have gone much too close to the creek. Let's go up there and see if there's any that actually have made it into the creek. I like being in the shade of this giant tree. Because remember, it's not really springtime. There's no leaves on the trees. There's no buds, there's no even tiny, any beginnings of leaves. It's just direct sun coming down on me. All right. And as I work my way up to the creek, yep, there's a couple more golf balls. Oh, and the funny thing is the golf ball that was there yesterday, somebody went for it. Somebody with small feet. How'd they get to it? That's funny. Somebody got whatever ball that was, but there's another ball down there. It appears to be an orange, but it's a very light colored orange. Oh, there's actually two balls over here. Three. White ball. That looks like it's got something on it, that ball, but it doesn't look like anything important. Okay. I'm not going to go down there because I don't think we're dried out enough. And I don't really need any of the balls that I can see. So we're not going to take the risk. The overheating risk. We're not going to do any climbing around, getting stuck in mud, doing any of that typical stupid Tobe stuff. Yeah, okay, so what are you going to do? Let's go up here. Let's see if we can find ourselves any golf balls that went a little bit further or across the creek to my side. I can hear people teeing off of the second tee. Whack. But I'm seeing no golf balls over here. Do I want to go any further? Upstream, that is. I kind of don't. Let's play it smart. Let's not do anything health risky. And let's go down to the other end. Let's go down to the other end of the creek. Because if people are knocking golf balls down here into the creek, it's happening down there too. But you know, the whole golf ball thing isn't the big story. Oh, here's the guy walking his dog up here on the lawn. Oh, I almost fell. Ooh. The big story is the show last night. Yeah, the big Luminarium show. So I got down there well before the time of the doors opening. And, hi little bird. I had a big space and a lot of tables to set up, so did all the thing, got it all going. Then I put the color organ under one of the tables with lights. I don't think anybody even never noticed the lights, because, you know, the whole shtick is enough to focus people's attention. All right, and now that I'm down here at this end of the creek, I'm not finding any golf balls other than the golf ball that I left down here the other day. Let's see what we got. Let's check it out. So yeah, it was, I think it went well. I think it went over pretty well. Just, you know, there was a wide spectrum of audience. People who didn't quite get it, couldn't quite figure it out, and just, oh, that's neat. And then, you know, walk away. But then there was a few people, and this is an interesting little slice of demographica. But there were some people who got it and doing music. And I got a lot of comments. I just heard, not necessarily people saying this to me, but I could hear them talking to each other. Oh, this is so cool. This is cool. No, no, no. So that leads me to believe that this was fairly successful. That and the reactions to the baby. Every time somebody hits the baby, it's the same reaction. Whoever does it, you know, they jerk their head around really fast to look at their partner or their friend or whoever they came there with, and they go, and they laugh, oh my God, this is so great. And that's every person. I'm not exaggerating. Every single person. It just kept happening over and over and over. So that's great. I found a cardinal. I found a male cardinal. He's right here. Hi, buddy. Wow, the creek looks kind of stagnant. There's all kinds of stuff growing on the surface. I hear a squirrel behind me, yes. Pond scum, and we're never going to be able to cross the creek here again. What the hell happened down here? What the schmorgity slangs? Very disappointing. Anyway, I'm not finding any dudes or golf balls. Not a single golf ball down here. It looks like everybody's shooting pretty good off the first tee. And then once they hit the second tee, they're putting the balls into the creek. Yeah, so anyway, I was down there for a long time. It wrapped up at 10 o'clock, so I was standing there for about 3 hours doing my thing. And yes, this did kind of bother my foot, which is really bad when I woke up this morning trying to walk around on it. But it's not so bad now, strangely enough. See, I think the secret is you do have to walk it off. So, yeah, I'm walking it off. But not finding any golf balls. Oh. And I'm getting attacked by this tree, trying to grab my head. Okay, So, yeah, massive success. And I got out of there at about 10:30, got home at 11. Yes, I did get lost on the way back again. Took a wrong turn somehow, managed to drive in a circle. Stupid construction detours. And then when I got home, I unpacked the car. Now we got wind. I unpacked the car and stuff, brought everything inside, but I didn't unpatch. All right, kill the wind, just kill it. Push the, there we go. Okay, so I didn't unpatch, and so we don't have any symphon to do. And if you're thinking, then Tobe, what is that crazy high-pitched whine? Yeah, what happens if we do this? Yeah, no. Okay, so instead of doing the regular synth, we're up in synth zone 4 with no wind. And what are we doing up here? You might remember that we have something that goes like this. Give it more gain. Okay, kill it, because I really hate this one thing, and you might also hate it. It's this bit. This isn't doing it for me anymore. It just doesn't work with the rest of the stuff. So, let's do something about that. First, we need to reset everything. We need to do something about this programming. And this sound is not super great either, so maybe we need to concentrate on some sound design. That's the note that we got. I don't want that. I want this.
Yeah.
damn, I pushed the wrong button. So we gotta start over. Okay, yeah, that I want. This I don't want. This I'm not interested in. But we need to go. That's weird. I didn't want to go up. That's too damn bad, huh? And then we're going to go skippity skipperoo. And then let's throw in something up here. We'll go like this. And then we'll do one of these. And then we'll just skip along until we get to about here. Right? And we're going back down here. Is it just me? Or is this stuff really out of tune? Okay, let's turn on old Flory in here. Let's get his envelope generator going. That to tune this, or maybe we're not. Welcome to the wonderful world of tuning analog synthesizers all the damn time, because that's what they need. And you know, I'm kind of okay with that. So where are we with our little thing here? Are we ready to go? Hit it. Let's take that LFO off of the filter cutoff and find us some modulation elsewhere. But where, Tobe, where else do you have any modulation? Well, we've got an envelope sitting here that we could use. So let's take accents that are coming out of this, and we'll use that to trigger this ADSR. Slap. And then we'll go out of the ADSR. We need another longer cable. Here we go. We go out of the ADSR into the VCA frequency filter cutoff thingy right there. Okay. We have thing. Let's reset everything, because everything always needs to be reset. Because once again, the glory of analog, am I right? Hit it. All right, let's focus on this and make some adjustments. You know, nothing seems to be happening, and I'm not seeing the little light lighting up on the ADSR. Why do we not have ADSR activation? Okay, this is plugged in. We do have the accents. I can see the little accent light blinking on and off on the sequencer here. And that's going right into the trigger input. Let's put it into the gate input, see if anything happens. Okay, you put it into the gate input and we start getting little blinky lights. But if we put it into the trigger input, we got nothing. Well, maybe the triggers are just too small, or maybe these accents are actually gates. Who knows? Turn it back on. Okay, now we can start turning knobs. That's strange. Kinda like it. Let's mess with this. There we go. Yeah. want to change this. And it's not that I want to change it necessarily. We just need to do a little thing for it, do a little dance. So let's throw it into the effects thingy. Okay, we got some delay there. But it sure sounds like crap. As soon as you run it in here, the original sound goes to hell in a bucket. Maybe we should split it off. What does this knob do? What do any of these damn knobs do? Well, that's running away. Okay. Basically, what I can tell you is that this effects processor thingy is it for me? Is it not for me? Well, it doesn't matter who it's for. It's just certainly not for this sound. That's for damn sure. Okay, so what else could we throw at it? What else do we have just sitting around where we could do some wacky tube thing? All right, well, we do have something else. Ooh. Do we have time? Looks like we're gonna find out. So let's plug this into out. And let's plug this. Will it reach? Let's plug this into in. Okay. There's our little soundy sound, right? We can mess with it. Well, apparently we can't mess with it. I'm not hearing any difference. Okay. Well, I could be wrong. The only other thing we've got is another little delay line here, which is noisy as hell. Is this where our whine is coming from? I don't think so. We don't have a lot of maximum delay time here. But we do have some weird res. Does that work? What was I talking about? Nothing. I had a great show last night. There was hundreds of people there strolling by. I kicked ass. I blew minds. They said, we're going to give you money, and the check is going to show up in a week. And that's why, my friends, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe.